What does an organ and tissue donor look like? Pretty much how you'd expect a donor to look. You know, with a face and elbows, maybe a belly and nose hair, a butt, and armpits. Now you're getting the picture. You see, organ and tissue donors look just like you. Noble and beautiful and extraordinary. Right now, hundreds of Arkansans are waiting for a heart, kidney, or any one of 8 donatable organs. Save 8. Donate at DonateLifeArkansas.org. Here's looking at you.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Other games in the conference tonight. Searcy with a 14-0 lead over Sylvan Hills. Pine Bluff with a 7-0 lead over Jacksonville. We're scoreless here in West Memphis as we go to the second quarter. Mountain Home keeping the ball almost the entire first quarter. West Memphis snapped the ball once and they fumbled it. Mountain Home with the ball at the 11-yard line. And this ball kept by the quarterback, Lawson. Stockton's going to take it inside the 10 to about the 9-yard line. Picks up about 2. And it's going to bring up third down and about a yard here from Mountain Home, looks like. Third and about a half yard.
What you love to see here, Brad, is these players, you can tell by the way they're bouncing around and getting in and out. They're having a good time out there tonight.
They are. Those offensive linemen, no sleeves tonight.
Sleeves are for the weak, Brad.
Well, I'm weak then because I got my sleeves on up here in the press box. Here's a third down straight ahead, and that's going to be a first down for Mountain Home as they bring in Bogé at fullback. We haven't seen Bogé in there for a couple of games now, the running back position, and he's going to take the handoff, go straight ahead, and Brock's going to move the chains. And Mountain Home has a first and goal at the 7-yard line.
Putting themselves in a great position here to put some points on the board, Brad. And like you said, we haven't seen much of Bogé, but, man, what a great run there getting the first down.
Bogé in there at fullback once again. It's first and goal at the 7-yard line now for Mountain Home. Bogé gets it straight ahead, bounces off one tackler, and then is finally pulled down near the 5. They're going to mark him at the 4 after about a 3-yard gain.
We continue to see a push by this offensive line, continuing to making some movement and getting some positive yards here. Really, really proud of the Bombers, doing a good job on offense.
They are. Well, they have controlled this game, and it's exactly what they needed to do against this West Memphis ball club tonight. Well, you can just see the frustration not only for the defense but on the sideline. So now second and goal from the 4 for Mountain Home. And the ball is given to Bogé once again to the left side. The push from the offensive line. They continue pushing him. And did he get in? They're going to mark him inside the 1. He got in there, and Aaron Talbert, the center, got behind him and started pushing him, and he's going to come up just shy. So it's third and goal inside the 1 for Mountain Home.
I'm sitting here watching the replay on the feed, Brad, and man, it looked like he got in. That hurts.
It was awful close.
Awful close. Looks like they just called the forward progress down before he got in.
So third and goal inside the 1 now for Mountain Home. That's Bogé in there at fullback once again. They're going to give it to him. He's in. They haven't indicated yet. Oh, I was watching it with the glasses, and he broke the goal line. They never did call him in the end zone. They're going to mark him down inside the 1 again. Good grief. Boy, sure looked like he got in.
Oh, man.
I don't know how he didn't. Boy, the nose of the ball's got to be on.
That's
the
two.
Line.
That's 2 in a row on the replay. I'm seeing the same thing. Boy, it sure looked like he got in there. I just don't know what they're seeing.
The nose of the ball. I've got the binoculars on it. The nose of the ball has got to be, an inch from the goal line. So it's 4th and goal inside the 1 for Mountain Home. Can they stick it in the end zone and cap this drive? They'll give it to Bogé again. He is in. There's finally the indication. Touchdown, Mountain Home. It's Bogé with the touchdown.
Finally got the call.
Man, it took a while, but they finally did.
It did, man. This Bomber offense moving the football tonight, Brad. You've got to be proud the amount of time to shoot on the clock, to get points, be the first ones to score, and to have the lead early.
We have 8:49 left in the first half, and West Memphis has snapped the ball 1 time. Carlos Cardenas in to attempt the extra point. The wind at his back kicking this direction, and the kick is up, and it is good. 8:49 left in the first half, 7-0 Mountain Home. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
In Arkansas, the Winthrop P. Rockefeller Cancer Institute is the only place that provides complete cancer care. It's where you'll find more clinical trials and the newest technology. Where your genetics are used to find precise, personalized treatments. It's a place that's changing the future through life-saving research. And where the top minds are with you from diagnosis to survivorship. We are UAMS, and we're here for a better state of health.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, Tabor will kick off for Mountain Home from the 40-yard line with 8:49 left in this opening half. West Memphis has snapped the ball one time. A dominating performance by this Mountain Home offense. Here's Tabor's approach in the kick. High end-over-end kick. This is going to get into the end zone for the touchback.
Well, Tabor really put his foot into that one. It hit about the middle of the end zone and rolled right out. Man, these Bombers are fired up, Brad. I mean, you look on the sideline over there. They're excited. They're hopping around. They're moving. And now we get to see what the defense is going to do since they hadn't got to play much this game.
For one play that West Memphis ran, they had problems with a handoff between the quarterback and the running back and fumbled the football. So they've only snapped it once.
They've had a lot of time to sit over there and think about it.
Yes, they have, haven't they? McConnell, yeah, they're a Wildcat now. Looks like there's two running backs back there ready to take the snap. Loving is there, and it's Loving that gets the snap coming to the near side. He's at the 25, the 30, up the right sideline. He may take this one at the house. He's at the 40, being chased down. Tatum Bashiers will catch him and prevent the touchdown, but it's Loving inside the 30, down to the 29 of Mountain Home, and a huge play, and boy, just like that, momentum shifts.
Shears did a good job taking a great angle there. Even though he got, you know, significant yardage, he did a good job saving it from the touchdown.
51-yard gain on the carry for Cedric Loving, and that's his longest run of the year. He had a 46-yarder earlier, so he's got his longest run of the season. Right up, putting the ball down at the 28-yard line once they finally spotted it. So a 52-yard gain. And left side with the carry now. Running back in there, he wasn't even on the depth chart to begin. That's and they don't have a number 10 on the roster. Imagine
got nothing.
That. They've got 100 numbers on here and not a number 10. So a pickup of 7 on the play. Kadarius Moore usually starts a right guard for them, so Moore is in the game. Interesting. In the backfield. So 2nd and 3 now for the Blue Devils, moving left to right. Bombers up 7-0, and this time Loving takes the snap. He's going to go right side. Well played by the Bombers defense. Coming up and getting the tackle. Open field tackle was Lindsay for Mountain Home, the sophomore, making the stop.
Gage does a good job just staying at home right there. Comes up, makes a great tackle. I don't think I've ever seen, Brad, a right guard switch numbers and become part of the Wildcat offense. And I think West Memphis is pulling out all the stops tonight.
They are, aren't they? I've never seen a Wildcat where you've got two guys standing next to each other.
Yeah.
One of them is going to take the snap. The other one's going to be the lead blocker. This is an odd formation.
It is. Creates a lot of confusion. Tough for the defense.
Wait a minute. We see Owens McConnell on the field. He's not even out there. Loving gets the snap this time. Bobbles the ball momentarily. Picks up. He's got a first down run inside the 15 to about the 12-yard line is where they're going to put the football down, about a 7-yard gain.
And you got to watch Loving. I was watching him warm up, Brad, and he does. He's got really quick feet. You know, he gets 2 or 3 steps, and he could be off to the races. So good job by the Bombers there keeping him contained, getting good tackle.
First down at about the 12 now for the Blue Devils. They've only got to go 9 yards for a first down. They've got a great chain game. Moore with the carry. He's in for the touchdown. Kendarius Moore will take it in for the touchdown from 12 yards out. And just like that, West Memphis is on the scoreboard. A five-play, 80-yard drive that took 2:08.
So we'll see if our offense can come out here and keep them on the sideline again for a while.
Got to do that. 6:41 left in this opening half. There's the extra point attempt now by Clark. Kick is on the way, and it is good. So we'll break. 6:41 left in the first half. Mountain Home and West Memphis knotted up at 7. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Arkansas is entering its fourth deer season since the detection of chronic wasting disease. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission is providing a new option for free CWD testing all season at CWD testing drop-off containers statewide. Chronic wasting disease testing drop-off container locations have been expanded to at least one per county across the state. To find a free and easy testing location near you, visit ArkansasCWD.com.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
6:41 left of the first half. Mountain Home and West Memphis tied up at 7. Blue Devils getting ready to kick off now. Clark with the approach. A pooch kick to the near side. Hit the ground. Mountain Home watched it bounce. And I think West Memphis has come up with the football. That fell in between two white jerseys, and West Memphis has the football. One official still looking for them. The player had already stood up and held it up. Boy, a great kick by Clark that time.
Placed it right there where there just wasn't anybody to cover it up. And I would say they probably practiced that a time or two. It was just a well-placed kick.
He did a good job with that. So they'll take over at the Mountain Home 38-yard line. First down for the Blue Devils. And, again, that Wildcat snap. This one to Moore. Moore to the left side. He gets to the corner. He's up the left sideline. And he's going to roll over a tackler at the 16-yard line. He's out of bounds at the 15. It's a 23-yard gain.
So now you got to wonder, Brad, is Kadarius being recruited by Oklahoma State to be part of the Wildcat offense and be a running back, or is he being recruited as a middle linebacker on defense?
He can do it all, can't he?
He can.
He's a great athlete. From the 15-yard line, it's first down now for the Blue Devils, and it's going to be Loving that gets this snap, and he's going to pick up about 2 on the play to the 13-yard line. Played better by Mountain Home, and he ran that one right up the gut.
Well, the Wildcats already tough to defend. I mean, you got two guys back there. You're not necessarily sure who has the ball. That could be very tough for a defense to read.
I've never seen this.
I don't think I have either.
I've seen different versions of the Wildcat, but
yeah,
not with two guys back there waiting to take the snap. Second and 8 now for the Blue Devils at the 13 of Mountain Home. Motion goes to the right side. Play comes to the right side. Mountain Home almost had a tackle in the backfield. Tripped up a gain of 1 on the play. In the backfield that time was Lindsay, and he couldn't quite get his arms around the ball carrier, and Loving's going to wind up down to the 11.
Lindsay just about arm tackled him, but luckily Talbert was there to carry the load for him and actually make the tackle.
Pick up of about 2, so it's 3rd and 6 now for West Memphis at the Mountain Home 11-yard line. Two receivers on each side now for the Blue Devils at the Mountain Home 11. And Moore gets the snap this time, cuts it up inside. He's inside the five-yard line, has a first down near the two. So first and goal coming up now for the Blue Devils. They're going to mark him at the three with an eight-yard gain. This is why it's so important for that Mountain Home offense to stay out there and eat up the clock like they did with that opening drive and then with that second drive. First and goal from the three now for the Blue Devils. And it's Moore that gets the snap. Moore runs left side. He's in for the touchdown.
Just able to stretch it over the line there. That, Moore's just a heck of an athlete, Brad. He's out there making plays. I pretty much give him that whole drive, man. What a player.
So West Memphis has taken the lead now on their third possession of the Knights. This one coming after they recover that pooch kick at the Mountain Home 38-yard line. And Clark in to attempt the extra point now for the Blue Devils, who have their first lead of the night. Waiting the snap, it's down, the kick is up, and he squeezes it inside. No, he didn't. He pushed it to the left of the left upright, missed it to the left. So it's 13-7, West Memphis with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
With Arvest Bank, there's no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot: stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with the personal caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
It takes hard work to be a Razorback. It takes grit, toughness, and desire. You can't just walk in here and think that you can play for the Hogs. It's not that easy.
Huh. I'm being told it is that easy. And you can just walk in and play.
The new Razorback ticket from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery makes playing for the Hogs easier and more fun than ever. With prizes up to 100 grand, it's time you get your ticket and get in the game. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
4:30 left in the first half. West Memphis leading 13-7. Having trouble with the ball being blown off the tee on this windy night, so now they'll have to hold it. And Clark is still going to try to pooch kick it, a high kick. It's going to bounce, and who came up with it this time? I think West Memphis got the football again. They did. West Memphis has recovered their second pooch kick in a row. Oh, you got to catch those.
You got to talk to your guy there about walking up and calling a fair catch just so they can't make the contact. What happens is, you know, they got that lead guy blowing that dude out. There's just nobody there to field the ball, and they're jumping on it.
Oh, my. West Memphis will have the ball at the Mountain Home 44-yard line after recovering their second straight pooch kick. Boy, Clark does a good job with that.
Yep. Man, he puts it in the right place. That holder helps, though. He can tilt it back a little bit and actually let him get a little more air underneath it.
So first down for the Blue Devils. Moore gets the snap this time, running right up the gut. And Tabor has his helmet knocked off as he's trying to make the tackle. Moore's going to take it inside the 40 to the 39 with a five-yard gain.
That hurts there with Tabor anchoring your right-hand side. He's going to have to come out for a play. And that's going to make that tough.
Second to five coming up now for the Blue Devil offense. West Memphis leading 13-7. And who gets the snap this time? It's Loving. Loving coming to the near side, has a first down to the 30, and he's going to be shirt tackled at the 20-yard line. Price came up to make the tackle and save another 10 or 15 yards.
And you notice where they run, Brad? Right there where Tabor came out. They were waiting for that and seen that and jumped all over it.
17-yard run down to the 22-yard line and a first down for the Blue Devils. 3:45 left in the first half. West Memphis up 13-7. From the 22-yard line, it's Moore that gets the snap this time. Again, they're just putting Moore and Loving back there next to each other, and As the ball is being snapped, one grabs it. The other one becomes the lead blocker. Moore's going to take this one to the 19-yard line with a gain of 3.
Looks like the Bombers have picked up on a little bit. I see him doing a little bit more spying there with the linebackers trying to sort of mirror those. Like you said, he got two options every time they snap the ball. So doing a little job better spying there, kind of keeping the ball in front of them.
3:03 left in a fast-paced first half. Second down and 7 now for the Blue Devils. And Moore gets the snap this time, going to the left side, has a blocker out in front of him. Moore turns it upfield. He's going to be knocked out of bounds near the 10-yard line. He's going to have a first down, and they mark him right at the 10. A 9-yard gain and a first down.
You know, Pope just about made a play there. It looked like there might have been a little bit of holding on the outside of him. They sure had his jersey turned around. He was just about in a position to make a good play there. Unfortunately, they just able to get the first down.
First and goal. The ball is just inside the 10-yard line. 2:42 left in this opening half. West Memphis up 13-7, but knocking at the door once again. It's Loving this time. Loving coming to the right side, turns it upfield at the 5, a flag on the play, and this is thrown in the area where you would think it's going to be offensive holding at about the 13-yard line. Loving wound up at the 4, but let's see what the call is. It's a chop block against Mountain Home.
Yeah, what they're going to say there, Brad, is Tabor came in low. He came in off that defensive end and cut in low there. You don't see that called a lot for a reason. I mean, it's just something you don't see a lot. I mean, he's just trying to pile things up there in the middle so he ain't got anywhere to run.
So now the officials talking over with Coach Elmore to decide what he wants to do. He's going to take the penalty, which puts it at the 5-yard line and keeps it first down. It was going to be second and goal from the 4. Instead, it's first and goal from the 5. First penalty of the night against Mountain Home. So first and goal from the 5 now for the Blue Devils. And it's going to be Moore that gets the snap this time. Moore left side in for the touchdown. Boy, West Memphis making that look easy with this offense. They've changed offenses as the year progressed. They've had some injuries talking with Coach Elmore this week, but they've started this a couple of weeks ago, and I can see why they're sticking with it. It's effective.
It's very effective and very, very tough to defend. I mean, just in a matter of a couple minutes here, a couple onside kicks, and they've already got scores on the board. I mean, it's fast and furious. I mean, you're right. If it works, why get out of it?
2:25 left in this first half, and the Blue Devils, after missing the extra point on the last try, are going to line up in this Wildcat for the two-point conversion now. And it's Loving that gets it. Here's the jump pass, intercepted in the end zone, and you can't run it back in high school, so the two-play try is no good. If you can run that one back, Logan Walker has a chance to take that one back. But
he was sure going to try, wasn't he?
Can't do that in high school. So with 2:25 left in the first half, West Memphis leads it 19-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dewey & Sons Plumbing is your go-to team whether you need home repairs, new plumbing construction, or have a big emergency. Their team will be there. Dewey & Sons is a family-owned business that's been providing folks in the Twin Lakes great, reliable, affordable plumbing service for over 40 years, and they've been supporting the Bombers for 40 years, too. Call the plumber number, Dewey & Sons Plumbing, 425-4868. That's 425-4868. And go Bombers!
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday Night Lights.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
2:25 to play as West Memphis gets ready to kick off again. We're in the first half. Bombers jumped out 7-0. West Memphis with 19 unanswered points. They scored a touchdown, recovered a pooch kick on the kickoff, scored again, covered another pooch kick, scored again. Mountain Home now with 10 men within about 20 yards of the football. Let's see what they want to do here. Clark will try that pooch kick again. The wind catches this one, and West Memphis able to field it. Now, the ball went 10 yards. They throw the flag immediately.
Did he touch it before it went 10 yards?
Yeah, because all he has to do is cross the 50. And he touched it at about the 48. West Memphis has covered the ball. Now, the officials are going to talk about it. There's going to be interference against West Memphis. So Mountain Home will get the football.
I mean, they walked six, so the both pooch kicks landed roughly around the 40-yard line. You know, Mountain Home gets smart, put six guys on the 40. Well played.
And the officials are still talking with Billy Elmore, the head coach of the Blue Devils. Did Mountain Home signal a fair catch? That's what Sonny was just talking about behind us. I don't know that I saw a fair catch call for. So it's going to be a 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, which moves the ball down to the 37-yard line of West Memphis. And that's where Mountain Home will have the football.
Great field position.
You bet. I'd like to know a little more about that rule. I'll have to check into that. Here's a ball kept by Stockton, the quarterback from Mountain Home. He's going to pick up, looks like, maybe a half a yard on the play. There wasn't much there. Well played by that West Memphis defense. Not much of a gain at all. So no gain on the play. We'll bring up second and about 10 here for Mountain Home. Two receivers to the right side from Mountain Home. They go to the I formation. And back to pass is Stockton, looking to his right and overshoots the receiver. He was looking towards Walker's way up the right sideline and overshot him.
Lawson drops back, sets his feet. He's got Lawson open for the first 10, 15 yards and just overthrew him.
Stops the clock with a 1:45 left in this first half. And now it's 3rd and 10 for Mountain Home.
We haven't seen a whole lot out of the eye. That's a little bit of a different look from the Bombers.
They have not used that formation much this year. So now trips to the right side, including a number 53 that split out there. And Mountain Home, a timeout's going to be taken by Billy Elmore as the Bombers come up with three offensive linemen in the middle part of the field, and they split out the tackles on each side, and they're on the end of the line, so they're eligible receivers. And there was all kinds of confusion from West Memphis.
Pulling out all the stops.
They didn't know what to do. We'll break with a 1:45 left in this opening half. It's 19-7 West Memphis. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
1:45 left in this first half. It's 19-7 West Memphis. And, well, the Bombers came out in that formation where they split the tackles out. And West Memphis was scrambling.
You can see a lot of head scratching on the West Memphis sideline.
Coach Elmore had to take that timeout. So it's 3rd and about 10 here for Mountain Home. Let's see what the Bombers do now. Going to be a normal formation. In fact, back to the double wing here for the Bombers. And the toss sweep. Here comes the double reverse pass once again. And they had the quarterback open, and Tabor couldn't quite hit him at the 25-yard line.
Tabor takes the pitch, rolls right, throws to Lawson, just underthrows him. He's over there wide open. And, man, that would have been 6 if he catches that. That would have went to the house, Brad.
That's the same play they used at the end of the game last week against Searcy. They went for a touchdown. So fourth down, and somehow we've moved that ball up about a yard or so. So fourth and about nine from where the ball spotted. 1:39 left in the first half. Play being brought in from the sideline by the quarterback, Lawson Stockton. And let's see what Mountain Home does here on fourth and about nine. Sorrell's going to be split out wide to the left side. Motion to the top side of the field. Stockton to pass. Looking now the right side, and it's going to be incomplete as he was looking Logan Walker's way, but overthrew him, and the ball goes over to West Memphis on downs.
You hate that. You know, we got wide open receivers, but, you know, when the ball's cold like this, Brad, it's just tough to throw. It's hard to throw the ball when it's like this. I mean, that's why you see West Memphis not trying to throw the ball and staying in that wildcat. I mean, when your temperature's low like this, it's just tough to handle.
So West Memphis will take over the 36. It's hard to throw. It's hard to catch. It's hard to hang on to. West Memphis now with, looks like, McConnell in the ball game at quarterback, and he's going to hand it off left side to Loving. Loving has some room up the left sideline, has a first down, and finally pulled down right at the 50. It's a 14-yard gain on first down.
Logan Walker with a big tackle there.
Stops the clock with 1:25 left in this opening half. Seventh first down of the night for West Memphis. Looks like McConnell will stay in the game at quarterback, working out of the shotgun. And it's going to be Loving going to the left side, getting a handoff, and Loving is going to be just shy of the first down, just shy of the 40. Picks up about 9.5. Second down at about a half yard here for the Blue Devils. 51 seconds left in the half. West Memphis has two timeouts left, still working out of the pistol here. And the handoff goes to Loving. Loving has the first down this time. They'll stop the clock to move the chains, and Loving's going to take it to the 35-yard line.
He's a shifty back, Brad, with really good feet. Does a good job getting north to south, doing a good job running up there. Tough for the Bombers to defend.
He is. He is very shifty. Two receivers on the right side, one to the left for the Blue Devils. First down at the Mountain Home 34-yard line. The handoff to Loving again, and a flag coming in on the play. I said area of holding last time. It wasn't. This time it is. So this one's going to come back.
I've noticed that a few times. They've been getting away with it over there, and finally the White Hat saw it and called it.
Ball was at the 34, and the flag's at the 37. So
back,
it should take it back
good
to about the 47-yard line. Waiting for the official to put the ball down. He's going to put it down about the 46, isn't he?
It's like it.
So now the handoff once again is given to Loving, and Loving is going to be stood up at the 40-yard line. West Memphis takes a timeout, 20 seconds left in the half. They're going into the wind. It's going to be very difficult to pass here. We'll see what they want to do in the last 20 seconds. Second down play coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate has roots that run deep here in Mountain Home. As a seventh-generation native, he's pleased to support the Mountain Home Bomber football team and is especially proud of number 54, Senior Aaron Talbert. If you're thinking about buying or selling in the Ozarks, choose an agent with over 27 years of experience in the business who knows the area. Choose Roger Talbert with Pegler Real Estate in Mountain Home. Don't make a move without him. Call Roger today at 870-405-5955 and go Bombers!
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
Second down at about 15 here for the Blue Devils at the Mountain Home 39-yard line. McConnell wants to pass into the wind, and it's going to be incomplete. He was looking up the right side for Rogers, one of the wide receivers, and missed him. That's a pretty good pass into the wind that time.
It was. When he was warming up, Brad, this quarterback, he's got a heck of an arm. He can really launch it out there. Well placed. Just good job by the Bomber defense.
So third down at about 15 here for the Blue Devils at the Mountain Home 39-yard line. 16 seconds left in the first half. 19-7, Blue Devils on top. Owens McConnell, the senior quarterback, 6'2", 245. And they're going to hand it off to Loving once again. Loving is going to take it inside the 35 to about the 37. And West Memphis, apparently, they're not going to take a timeout here. Now they do with 3 seconds left. Do they want to try a field goal? Maybe it'd be a long one if they do, or they're just going to throw one towards the end zone.
It'd be a long one in that wind. I don't know that I'd want to kick that.
So we'll take one more break here before the first half ends. Fourth down play coming up. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
3 seconds left in the half. Pass play right side. Caught at the 10. Out of bounds at the 4-yard line. And the quarter and the half will come to an end. Well, McConnell, he just caught that snap, turned and fired it up the right side. And pass was caught, but out of bounds at the 3-yard line, and West Memphis will take a lead into the locker room, and the Bombers avoid a big play there at the end, thankfully.
Adam Sterrell, I'm telling you what, making a touchdown-saving play there. I mean, if you're the Bombers, you got to go to the halftime with your head held high. I mean, what a fantastic half of football. You know, minus a couple of onside kicks, Brad, and you're in a really great position here. I mean, just hats off the team. They're playing really well tonight.
They are. We've reached halftime. It's 19-7, West Memphis. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We've made it to halftime, which means the Acumen Audio Halftime Show is ready to roll. We've got stats, interviews, and scores from games around the state, all coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber Football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our local community. Hi, I'm Major Star Branscombe. The money we raise helps people in Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton counties. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.